Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. Welcome to Live Questions. Here's my question this week. What were the first words on radio? Are you ready with the first words transmitted by radio across the waters of the Bristol Channel from the small island of Flatholm, nearly 4 miles off the coast, to Lavernock Point, near Cardiff, in May 1897? They were the words of the assistant of 23-year-old Guglielmo Giovanni Maria Marconi. That's quite a name, isn't it? He was a young Italian nobleman who had recently arrived in the United Kingdom from Italy to further his radio experiments. The radio conversation went on, "Can you hear me?" And the reply was, "Yes, loud and clear," all of course rendered in Morse code. Less than 5 years after this event, Marconi was transmitting the first ever radio signals across the Atlantic Ocean. 12 years later, he was awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics for his radio work. Radio communications at sea soon became very important. At the British Inquiry following the Titanic disaster in June 1912, the chairman, H. Babington Smith, summing up, said, "Those who have been saved through one man, Mr. Marconi, and his marvellous invention." So almost 120 years ago, the simple words, "Are you ready?" were the beginning of great developments with lasting consequences. The same three words spell out a question that has to be asked today in connection with God's good news, which is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now the question is about being ready to leave this life for the next. If you want to be sure of a place in heaven after death, then you need to be saved now, because that is the only way to get ready according to the Bible. Of course, most people think that if there is a place called heaven, then our behaviour now decides our worthiness to be there then. They think that the key to heaven for us is our merit. We must deserve it. We must earn it. Of course, the Bible has something quite different to say. The Apostle Paul, in writing to some younger friends about getting to heaven and being saved from hell, said, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, and not according to our works." God was really saying, we can't earn it, we can't make the grade. He'd written earlier to friends in Ephesus in modern-day Turkey and said, why this was the case, not of works, lest any man should boast. In other words, if someone could arrive in heaven having earned a place by their works, then they would have plenty to boast about. But this will not be the case. So we went on to say on these three occasions that it is God who saves us. That's the whole point of Jesus and the cross and the resurrection. It's God who planned and put into place the work of salvation, because we as humans could never make the grade, could never get to God's standard. We needed a redeemer, a saviour, someone external to us who can come to us and save us. What does it mean to be saved? It means to be rescued. The rescue in the Bible really means deliverance from the penalty of our sins, which we actually deserve, believe it or not. Most people forget about this when they think about earning a place in heaven. They forget that we've broken God's law, and if we only sinned one sin a week for a lifetime, that would mount up. But we sin more than one sin a day, and God has a case against us, but in grace he sent Jesus Christ to pay for our wrong by his death on the cross. So God had planned this from before the beginning of time. He would send his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross as a sacrifice for sin. Faith in him brings deliverance. It rescues us from God's eternal punishment. How do we get saved? Well, just as any rescue operation, you have to depend on the people who are rescuing. You need to accept their offer to rescue. You're at sea in a dinghy and you're suffering exposure. You're not going to resist the strong arms of the helicopter man who comes down to lift you out of the water. You're not going to resist the person who comes to get you out of an accident when you're in danger. You're going to accept their help. You're going to trust them to deliver you. That's what Jesus does by his death on the cross. He delivers, rescues and saves all who come to him and are prepared to trust him. And it's because of God's love. That famous Bible verse you will hear me quote often if you listen to many of my recordings is this: "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Are you ready? The first words on radio. Are you ready? I hope they are the words that will strike a chord with your heart and bring you to trust in Jesus Christ, God's dear Son. Bless you. Well, that was really good of you to listen to our podcast today. We hope you found it interesting. You can contact me on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk, or you can get to us through our email, stepcar61@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening. Teaching truth without a twist through Seek the Truth Bible Media Podcast.